Nice to see you.
Hi, this is Big Penny, and you're listening to Old Man Podcast with Dina Joe and Eric. How those two ever agreed to do this with my baby brother is beyond me. Better them than me. Enjoy the show. Later, Gators.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America.
Hi, Moonchild.
Down around sea level in Vancouver, Washington, and down around maybe about 300 feet above sea level where Eric has in Georgia, up to a mile high in Colorado with Dina, Joe.
Yes, we are.
Welcome, everybody. Yep, told Big Penny, hey, I'm going to call you up. You want to get on the show? She goes, use what I recorded and leave me alone.
Let me sleep.
Let me sleep. I'm an old lady. I need my sleep. All right. Gee whiz. Gee whiz, Big Penny.
Steptoe has no more flu.
Nice. Yay. That's the one nice thing about being sick is when you feel when it's over and you feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how it is.
Puddles on M Street. Welcome. Hi, Mr. A.
That's basically how it is with anything. You know, anything that causes you any kind of discomfort and all that stuff, you know, it's like, you're dragging through all those times trying to push to the end. And then, boink, it's gone, and you're like, yeah, baby.
Boink.
Yeah, exactly, man. Good times.
Hi, Dinky Man 45. Yo.
Let's see. Oh.
Hey, does anybody want coffee?
Yeah, over here.
Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee.
Over here, buddy.
You're loud. You're loud.
Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Oh, dear Lord.
Hi, JF
Collection. Oh, I was telling him he was being loud.
Oh,
I was playing along with the
screen. Yeah, I like playing along with them too. I like playing along with them too. Eric, how you doing, buddy? What's going on in Georgia?
Got up just not long ago, but working on coffee now.
I was going to say, you getting yourself some coffee?
Get yourself a coffee.
Good.
Get yourself how about a coffee?
You're going to be making yourself some breakfast too pretty soon?
Maybe.
In the hour? Yeah. Okay. We'll see what he comes up with.
I was a little hungry, so I grabbed a couple of tablespoons full of cottage cheese, Dina Joe. Ew. Yeah.
Hey, Concat. Meow, meow. Hi, Sonios.
Anymore, I eat that just to spite you.
Okay,
I know you
know what? Every time you're going to mention it, I'm going to go.
Oh, okay. I won't mention it anymore.
Thank you.
I was just testing you to see. Man, I have got some things I have got to get done around this house, but I am just a procrastinator. Jeez Louise.
Are you beeping? Who's
beeping?
Getting all those messages? Who's getting somebody's popular? I hear.
Not me. I'm not getting
message.
I'm not getting no beeping. Not me. I'm not, but good gosh, I got to get going on this stuff. I mean, I was going to work on some stuff yesterday, and then I got a hold of my friend Roberto because I had chili peppers here for him, and I wanted to get them to him. So I said, hey, I'm bringing over these chili peppers. I'll put them on your door at your house. So me and Grammy got up. We drove across Vancouver over there to where he lives, you know, and we're just chit-chatting, having fun, goofing off. And And we get home and we get here and we sit down and we're drinking coffee and then she puts on the podcast and then we're listening to the podcast and goofing off, eating snacks, and she cooked up a little breakfast for us and we're eating and then it was all done. And by the time all this gets done, it's like 1:30. And I go, you know what? I just don't feel like doing nothing today. I'm going to go turn on a ball game and I'm going to fall asleep in my big chair. She goes, go ahead. Go on. And she just does that so it gets me out of her hair, you know. So I do. And then, you know, I fall asleep. I wake up. It's 5 o'clock. You know, catch the last inning of the ball game. That's all you need. All you need when it comes to sports is all you need is the last 5 minutes of any sport, and you know what's going on. That's all it is. You know, it's just simple. I know when I used to watch a lot of basketball, we'd be out running around, and she goes, "Oh, you got a game you want to watch, don't you? We better hurry up." I go, "Hey, you know, all I got to do is watch the last 5 minutes of the game. That's all. I just need to watch and see who wins. That's it."
Hi, Saucy.
And that's how it is. So I got to get this stuff done today. I got to. So I need you to call me and check on me, Dean and Joe. Call and check on me.
Make sure you're awake.
Yeah, make sure I'm doing it. Make sure I'm doing stuff. What's going on here?
Welcome, Code 2319. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just looking. It says here that I'm getting messages from you. You're sending. Yeah, I've already seen these messages.
I was like, I didn't see anything.
Why are you dinging me? No, the phone. I'm like, not you, the computer.
I was saying I kept hearing a ding, 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 ding for a while. And I was like, what is that? I could hear it off in the distance.
I already saw these messages, computer.
Yeah, why are they coming through now?
Hey, anybody check out the big moon? Did anybody check out the full moon the last couple of days? Moon? The full moon, the big full moon out there.
IFU, welcome.
I actually had a clear night. Let's see, what night was it? Tuesday night, I think it was. It was clear enough. The clouds had broke up enough that I was able to grab my my big field glass, and get out there and look at the moon. Man, it's good. I just love looking at the moon through that glass. I got to steady it though. I got to lean and steady it on the truck, you know, on the hood of the truck, on the roof of the truck. So, because I'm too shaky trying to hold it. But man, I tell you what, it feels. I have it on 45, the 45 power, and then it's got its own little zoom to go with that. Oh man, I can zoom in on that thing.
Uh-huh.
It is beautiful. It's beautiful. You know, if you got it, even if you just got a pair of mediocre binoculars. You go out there and look at it through the binoculars just to bring it that little bit, bring it a little bit closer and look at the moon.
Hi, it's Tuna. Beautiful. Welcome.
I tell you, it's beautiful.
Nice to see you.
So there's a movie out there that's, I don't know when it's coming out, but it's called Moonfall. Moonfall. It's about the moon coming in and colliding with the Earth. Moon coming in and colliding with the Earth. Yeah.
And who saves it? Which one of your guys saves it?
Well, see, the thing is, I was thinking.
Which one of your guys from your movies you watch comes in and saves the day?
The only thing I'm thinking is that they'd have to wake up and it was a dream. Because there's no way you would stop that. How would you stop that? You couldn't stop that, you know. The moon just slowly creeping in on the Earth,
just
you know.
Put it back up in the sky.
Yeah. And then the advertisement for it, the Holly trailer.
Holly Berry, Patrick Wilson, John Brady, Charlie Plummer, and Michael Pena, Donald Sutherland.
Yeah, Donald Sutherland is going to save the day. But then so there's a are you looking at the poster for it? And then it implies that it has to do with aliens or something. I'm going, you don't need aliens if the moon's going to be crashing into the Earth. That's pretty dramatic by itself, you know?
Yeah.
and the one scene they show, you know, they show from like looking from outside and the, you know, out into space and the Earth.
Sounds like a new 007 film.
Yeah, it does. And the moon's coming in. The moon's coming in, and it shows the moon. It shows the moon rotating. You know, the moon is rotating. It shows the moon's getting close and it's spinning. I'm going, no, the moon does not rotate. The moon is stationary. So I go, that's it. And I know it's a fake movie now.
Earth should be flying into the moon.
No, the moon can come in towards the Earth, but it's not going to. The moon doesn't spin on an axis.
It'll just drop on us.
Yeah, it's just dropping on us. Exactly.
Okay. Because we spin around the moon, right?
Yeah. What'd you say? What did you say?
What did I say? You agreed with me.
I know. And it's like, wait a minute. Whoa. You trapped me again. Dang it.
What did I say?
I don't know. I thought you said it rotates around the Earth, but then I thought, wait, did she say the Earth rotates around the moon? I don't know.
The Earth rotates around the moon, right?
Wrong.
You
tricked me.
That's what you said right away. You said, yeah.
Yeah, you tricked me.
See, I'm going to tell Grammy. See, Grammy, all those times when he goes, yeah. He's just trying to hush you. He's just like, that's his polite way of going,
shh. No. I boo you.
No, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. I know that is. And that was so funny.
You guys, I swear.
Well, now, come on. Don't blame everybody else because of the old man. I mean, but I am guilty. Guilty as charged.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I am. It just cracks me up. I just like, yeah. Why am I like that? You got me good. You got me good, Tina Jo. God, dang.
He has quick
use.
Mm-hmm. You just
kind
of shush me.
That was that was okay. That was okay. Hey, Royalty Rollers. Good to see you.
Hi, Royalty Rollers. Nice to see you.
Oh, man. But I don't know. That's,
Yeah, so it's just going to drop on us.
Yeah, it's just going to drop on us.
It's going to rotate on us. And
they might as well just put the end at the end of the movie because there's nothing you could do to stop that. You know, if that happens, we're gone. But I always thought a great theme for a movie, and it takes place with the moon, is you know how they say you have the asteroid movies.
Hi, Ned.
You got that comet, or not the comet, but the asteroid movies that there's an asteroid coming to the Earth. Oh, no. Let's send Bruce Willis up there so they can take care of it. Okay. And they get Bruce Willis up there. There was actually two of them, two asteroid movies coming to the Earth. But one of them did have Bruce Willis.
Tuttle's on Elm Street up there. He'll get up there
and
take care of it for us. Hi, Rami.
But anyway, they get up there and they blow up this asteroid into two pieces.
They nuke it,
and then the two pieces split, and they go, you know, they split and go around the Earth. Mm-hmm. They go around the Earth. You see them going by the Earth. They don't hit the Earth because they blew it up in time for the two opposing pieces to just go, and the Earth is in the middle of them. Yay, we saved the Earth. And I thought, now the next movie they need to write or need to have is everybody take it up there. You know, they're seeing it. They're seeing the asteroid split, and you can see it past the Earth, and you're going, yay, look, it's missing the Earth. And then someone looks up and goes, hey, isn't that the moon? Isn't the moon in its way? You know, So then one of the pieces of the asteroid that they blew up hits the moon and then launches the moon into the Earth. Now, see, that was an idea I had for a movie about 20 years ago. And I mean, they're close. They're close to my idea. Yeah. And then it hits the moon. It splits the moon up. And all these big moon chunks now are falling down on the Earth. Yeah. There you go. Old man Spielberg. I should have sent it to him. Hey, Spielberg, I got an idea for a movie for you. Do you imagine how many people approach those people? Uh-huh. Approach people like that with ideas for movies?
All the time.
And they go, yeah, well, send me the script. And that's what they do. They go, yeah, well, send me the script.
They send it to somebody else now. They don't even look at
they
it.
Don't
it doesn't
look at them
it right. Doesn't get to their hands until it passes so many different other hands.
Yeah, it's just like writing a letter to the president or something. They never, you know, it doesn't go to them. It goes through all kinds of things.
It's just like it gets writing a letter to me. It goes through this person and this person, agent number one, agent number two. Then agent number three, then maybe the old man, and then it finally gets to me.
I think it's easier to contact the president than it is to contact you, Dina Jo, through a letter. I don't know what in the heck it takes for
I
you.
I know. You know. When I send something to you, I swear, because I've sent something to you and to Eric at the same time.
Right.
I feel like I'm closer to you, you know, distance-wise.
I think you are.
Than I would be to Eric. Right. And Eric gets it like in the shortest amount of time. He even gets it before they tell me he's going to get it. You, on the other hand, you're supposed to get it within 2 days. You maybe get it 4 or 5 days later. I'm like, what the heck?
I know. I don't understand. I send stuff to you and I'll send like, I don't know what I did. But I sent some stuff to you and I sent some to Jay Baby and Jess Duck and all at the same time. And they got theirs, and you didn't get it. It's like, but she lives basically in the same area. What's going on? I don't know.
I have no clue.
Crazy. And now I guess it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. They're getting a pay hike.
Oh.
You know, for the postage is going to go up. And they said, by the way, it's going to take longer to get your stuff.
I don't care. If you're going to say, all right, Dina Jo, it's going to cost you $15.95 to send this 2 days over here. And I say, all right, Mr. Postalman, I will pay that $15.95. And then I pay that $15.95, and it's supposed to be there in 2 days because that's why I paid the extra money. But it doesn't ever get there in 2 days. And then they have on there, because of COVID, give me a dang break. Then lower your prices.
Yeah,
your prices and
exactly.
It's my night. I know for a fact it's not going to get there in 2 days, so I'm only going to charge you $7.95. Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't tell me it's going to get there in 2 days.
I know, it drives me crazy. I don't care. I mean, yeah, it's irritating if it takes forever when you send something, but when you're paying that extra amount for it to get there in a certain amount of time, it should get there in that amount of time.
I totally agree. Or they need to refund you some money. Exactly. Give me a refund. You know, they should cut you a check for $7 and send it to you. Of course, it wouldn't get to you for 6 months, but you know.
That's why I'm just saying, lower your prices then. If you know it's not going to happen, lower
your prices. Oh, speaking about that. We went something along the same lines, Dina Jo. We went to the store and I'm there and it's like, okay. So the guy goes, we're at the self checkout, you know, it's all, I think it was Home Depot. And so I go over there and the guy goes, right here. You could use this, just use this self checkout thing. I go, self checkout thing. He goes, yeah, you can use this here. So I go, so am I getting a discount on the stuff I'm buying because I'm doing your job? And he laughs. No, I'll go ahead and do it for you. No, that's all right. I can scan it. I go, but if I miss something, it's because I haven't been trained to scan everything right. I mean, you've got all the training to scan stuff. I haven't been trained on this. I don't know if I'm doing it right or not. And you know, and he's laughing, nervous laugh. So I get that scanning it. It's a couple of little items. And he goes, do you want a bag for that? Because we're going to charge you for the bags now too. I go, now wait a minute. I go, wait a minute. I got to check myself out. I've got to pay for the bag, but I get no discounts on the products whatsoever. I go, well, ain't this a money making proposition? And then I gave him a good day. Good day, sir. Walked out of the store.
Well, you know, a lot of our Walmarts are starting to have all self-checkout. They're all self. You have to self-check out yourself. And then there's people standing there for when something doesn't come up right, which is all the time. So they're running back and forth to all these people trying to help them do, you know, figure out what was wrong or what happened and what, you know, because the computer's yelling at you, bag this. Well, okay, I already bagged it. Stop yelling at me. Yeah. I hate that when it's yelling. Please put it in the bag. I'm sorry it only weighs 2 ounces, but it's in the bag.
Yeah.
You know, it's yelling at you.
And then you go to swipe your card. It don't work. And then they got to come over and clear everything. Well, let's try it again.
So they're running back and forth. I think I
try it again, and it don't work. And then they clear, and they go, here, okay, here, move. Let me do it. Boop, boop. Well, maybe you should have done it in the first place. Yeah. What is this self-service
stuff? It's all going to be that way. Yeah.
Forget that.
Well, forget look at how hard. I mean, almost every place I go to, they're looking for help. Almost every place I go to. And they've all said, we can't find help. We can't find help. Lewis's place, I swear to you, they just got, I don't know, they have to get these special visas to get people over from Mexico to come over and work because they can't find anybody here that'll work, right? So, but now they have some program where they have people with degrees. They're getting people with degrees from Mexico. They have degrees in, I don't know, the golf, whatever the golfing.
Taking care of golf courses and.
Right. You have to, all that, the seed and all that. They're learning all of that. And so they're paid, they have to, I don't know if the visa is more expensive, but he had to, the last week, he has had to go to the airport twice to pick up guys from Mexico that are trained to come out here and work.
Wow.
Sad.
See? And his Spanish is working for him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's so lucky he learned that early. I know.
It just amazed me that day he told me he spoke Spanish. Oh. I go, you speak Spanish? Because you look at Lucy, you go, there's no way this guy speaks Spanish.
I know.
I thought he was going to go, I speak Spanish. I go, well, say something
Uno,
to me.
Dos, tres,
cuatro, say something to me in Spanish. Enchilada, taco. I mean, that's what I usually do when people say that, you know. Yeah, I speak Spanish. Well, let me hear you say something. Enchilada, taco. And, you know, they laugh.
No, he's got the mannerisms, hand movements when he's done everything.
I mean, I go, really? You speak Spanish? He goes, yeah. I go, well, say something to me in Spanish. Man, he just went off. And I'm just going, oh my God.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was great. It was.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah, a couple years ago, he was training the guys from Mexico English, like they would spend an hour at lunch learning English, and then they would help teach him some, you know, how to better Spanish, I guess. But
that's excellent. That is excellent. I kick myself in the rear all the time because I was married to the kids' mom for 25, 26 years, and she's very fluent in Spanish. She's a she's Mexican, you know. Her mom, as a matter of fact, she's second generation American. You know, her mom was first generation. Her grandmother was a Mexicali. She was Mexican, you know, and that's all. She grew up speaking Spanish and speaks it very fluently and very well. And do you think after 26 years, I should be speaking it like Lewis? But no, I didn't push to learn. And neither do my kids. My kids don't know. They might know a few words in that, but they don't know any Spanish either, you know. And it's like, well, why didn't she teach you guys Spanish? Well, because we didn't ask her to, you know. I mean, she grew up speaking English was her dominant language. So, and I didn't push the issue. And I'm sure if I'd have pushed the issue, she would have talked to us. And man. I admire people that can speak different languages. Yeah. I mean, like my friend Roberto, he's an American citizen. He got his citizenship. He's an American, but he speaks Spanish and he speaks French. He speaks a little French. And
AJFJ, and Tammy and all them. They speak like four or five
different languages. Yeah.
Hi, Dos. Oh, no. It's not Dos. It's Dos, right?
It's Dos. Dos. It's Dos.
Sorry about that. All this time I've been calling
you Dos. I know.
Hi, Dos. Sorry about that. Duh.
I don't know why you never. Why didn't you ever correct us? Why didn't you ever correct us, Dos? at this point, I don't even know. Yeah, really. Yeah. that's one funny thing about watching Tammy's videos. Because she'll start out, hi, this is Tammy, and we're going to – she talks, and then the video's all in Hindi. You know, it's like, man, I wish I knew Hindi. Now, see, people say if you had a superpower, if you could choose a superpower, what would it be? What would you want as a superpower? I would want to be able to communicate, speak, and understand every language. Every language. That would be awesome. You just talk to every, and they go, really? I go, all languages, you know, even the tribal people in South America and in Africa. I mean, all of them. I'd want to be able to speak and understand all the languages. That would be, to me, incredibly awesome. You know, it just would. It would be. I remember the one time.
Tuttles wants to be invisible.
I think that would get bored. I think that'd be boring after a while.
Why? You know, really do.
Well, people run in India because they don't see you. They sit on you. You know.
They sit on you.
Sorry, Tuttles. You know, I'd be running into them. The one experience I had with different languages was as I was flying. I think I was flying out of Poland. I'm not sure. But I'm sitting at the airport getting ready to catch my flight. And I went to a little coffee shop to get a coffee, ordered coffee. And I'm sitting in there, you know, and I'm just looking at the crowd. I'm a people watcher. I like watching people. And I'm looking at everybody. And it is amazing me. Like, there's a table sitting there next to me with five people in it. And they're speaking like French, Polish, Italian. They're speaking all of it to each other, you know, because they're just speaking all the different languages to each other because they know them. They know the languages. They'd be speaking Italian to the Italian person, and then he'd respond in Polish and you know, and then they throw in English and all this and that. And I'm going, man, that is amazing. That is just amazing. And I've always asked Roberto, how do you think when I speak to you, is your brain? Because I think his major language, his dominant language, is Spanish. But I go, so when I'm speaking to you, does your brain just automatically translate it to Spanish? I mean, or do you hear the English? I mean, and how do you go from English to Spanish? How do you go from English? You're talking to me in English, and then you talk to your kids in Spanish. I mean, just you don't even miss a lick. You just blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, well, I understand what you're saying. Blah, 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 yeah, you know, yeah, hold on a second. Let me finish talking. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I go, how do you do that? How do you do that? That is just really, that is really interesting. Really interesting to me. You can understand all languages, but only... He says it's more interesting to come up with a superpower but have a disability that comes with it. For example, you can understand all languages but only cuss words.
Well, and you can fly but you're blind.
You can fly but you're blind.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
You're invisible, but you got strong body odor.
Oh no.
You've got super strength, but your bones are fragile. You know, yeah. I know, I see what you're saying, Dos. A whole new spin on everything right there. That'd be hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Man, oh man. Man, it's Thursday. Thursday snuck up on us. Man, Thursday. So what do we have for holidays today, Dina Jo?
Oh, dear Lord, there's so many of them again.
What? It seems like there's more this year than there were last year.
Well, it's like if they would spread them out, like to the days that just have one, maybe put three instead of 12 on one day. You know what I mean? Especially some of these, how important they are. But to me, they're exactly kind of the same. Like, well, no, wait a minute. Here it is. This one isn't. This one is National Reptile Awareness Day. And then the next one is National Reptile Day.
Yeah, why the two? Can't they just have one? Yeah, I get
them both.
I get
so,
you.
So, anyway,
why do reptiles
go outside and look around your back porch or your front porch and don't be squeamish and look at admire all the royal creatures in our ecosystem. We don't have very many reptiles out here. The only thing I've seen is a frog in our backyard.
And you know those, and that's not a reptile. That's an amphibian.
Yeah, that's the only thing I've seen that's even close to it. There's nothing.
And you know, well, the thing is they're good for bug control. Reptiles and amphibians, they're good for bug control.
Oh yeah.
So you want them around for bug? You got lizards running around in the yard? Don't chase them off. Let them stick around. They eat ants.
We used to have them in California all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't see. We don't have any. I don't think I've ever seen a lizard one up here in the Pacific Northwest. Never. I don't think I have. Interesting. All right, reptiles. Gotcha.
All right. So then, let's see. International Day of the Nacho.
I put myself on mute so I could clear my throat, and then I laughed. the day of the
Day of the Nacho. Get permission to eat Americans' favorite Tex-Mex treat for the full 24 hours. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Day of the Nacho. That sounds like that could be a scary Halloween movie or something.
And the next one is Back to the Future Day.
What?
Throw on your Nikes, pop in your VCR, and rev up your DeLorean. Watch some Back to the Future Day.
Now, could that be because they went to like 2020 or 2021 or something like that?
2015. Sure.
2015, was it, Eric?
Bye, Royalty Rose. Yep. See you later.
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, have a good day, buddy. You people have a great day.
It's also Celebration of the Mind Day. Gear up a day full of logic, learning, and fun, even with numbers involved.
Oh, we should be doing that every day. Got to keep that gray matter working.
Yep. Yeah. And it's also National Conflict Resolution Day. Join the world to observe a day that promotes peaceful conflict resolution.
You know, it would be nice as if they taught conflict resolution.
Yeah.
You know, they should
teach that.
Yeah. I had a class when I was in high school called conflict resolution.
That should be from kindergarten all the way up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teach you how to solve your problems peacefully.
Yeah.
Then punch him in the nose.
And then give him a what for. And then remember, always turn away and go, good day, sir.
Oh, Lord. All right. This one's silly. Count Your Buttons Day. A fun day to celebrate the useful innovation that's made our clothes and lives beautiful.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, buttons,
it's
really?
A button.
Buttons, no buttons, button who's got the button, you know? Some kid brings a zipper and go, forget buttons, I got a zipper.
There's a National Zipper Day in here too sometime.
And then some kid comes in and goes, forget your zipper, I got Velcro right here, buddy. I got your Velcro right here. Did you know Velcro was invented by NASA? NASA. So take that, buttons. Unless, of course, they mean Buttons the Clown.
No, is that what they mean? It's buttons.
Oh. Okay.
Unless all there's right. a whole bunch of Buttons the Clowns running around, but no, they show buttons.
Buttons, okay.
Buttons. Okay.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, I'm assuming that you can put you can sew a button on something. Can't you?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know what? You know what? You know what?
What?
So can I. I can sew a restore a button.
To be funny.
No, I'm serious. I can.
So
it's one of those things my mom made sure I knew how
Melanie,
to do.
Welcome.
She made sure I knew how to do my own ironing. And she made sure I knew how to, you know, I was like, oh, mom, the button came off this shirt. We'll put it back on. Well, I don't know. Okay, well, here, I'm going to show you one time. This is how you sew a button back on. And she showed me how to sew a button back on. You know, I mean, that's just the stuff that we learned when I was growing up.
Yeah.
You know, how to put a button on a shirt. How many people out there could sew a button back on their shirt right now? yep, right now.
I can sew a button. I can sew a little hole. Sew it closed.
Yeah. You know, I could sew. I could take something that maybe ripped and I could stitch it together. I could stitch the cuffs on my pants. Look, you know, because we'd buy our pants a little long. Hey, Mom, I need this too long. She'd stitch them up. And then when she, you know, and she's telling you to stitch it up, stitch it up. And she told us how to do all that, taught us how to do all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know that anymore? I mean, people can't even change a tire on a car. How are they going to replace a button on a shirt? I mean, come on. Come on, everybody.
And let's usually go. Every time you buy a shirt, most shirts come with an extra button.
Yes, they do.
Even dress shirts have it on the inside of the collar. It's sewn a little teeny extra button in case you lose one of your buttons.
Yeah. If you buy a sport coat, it comes with an extra button. Dress coat, extra button. What's that all about? What's that all dinging around over here? I tell you what, I don't know what's dinging on my computer, but something's dinging me. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. It's also International Shakeout Day, and it means... when we're scared of a tremor, like an earthquake.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shake it out.
Shake it out. Don't be scared of earthquakes.
Shake it out. Right. No, I think we need to be very afraid of earthquakes.
they're scary. And the little tremors after and before are scary. They are scary.
It's okay. This is just an afterquake. This is just a tremor.
Tremor.
It's another earthquake.
Yeah. Yeah.
when do afterquakes they're become full blown earthquakes? Yeah. No, I hate earthquakes. Lord, I don't want to be any around them.
Nope.
They say we have earthquakes up here all the time in the Pacific Northwest, but they're at a intensity that nobody ever really feels them. And I'm going, well, as long as I don't feel them, then, you know, shake away. I don't care. I just don't want to feel them. I don't want to feel them. Don't want to see trees moving. Yeah. Don't want to feel the house rocking. No.
All right.
I don't like no earthquakes. Okay.
Shush.
Go ahead.
It's National Apple Day. Yay!
Oh, I can
celebrate all things apple. Apple pie, applesauce, crisp. Apples.
Grammy bought some apples yesterday, and we've been eating them. Yeah, they're great. She made some chicken salad last night. She makes it all up.
I only eat green apples.
I don't know what she bought. These were red. I don't know what she bought. They weren't
sour
a real
ones.
No, they weren't sour. They had some sweet to them, and they were kind of a mellow. They were like a mellow apple. She told me the name. I can't remember them. But she made some chicken salad. She had leftover chicken strips. So she made a chicken salad with that, you know, the chopped up chicken and celery and all the good stuff and onions. And then she brings me a little taste of a little bowl of it. Here, try this. I ate it. I go, man, that's good. Yeah, that's good stuff. So I still hear her out in the kitchen. So I take my bowl back there and I go, well, what are you doing? She goes, well, I'm putting apples in it. I go, what? Well, why didn't you put apples in it before you gave me the sample? She goes, I didn't think you needed apples. So don't get out of the way. Give me a spoon. Get out of the way. I'm having some with the apples. Oh, I love apples.
Apple did you a say day keeps the doctor away?
And did you know that apples are actually better to get you up and going in the morning than a cup of coffee? They say.
Oh, I eat an apple every morning.
Do you really?
I do. Every morning. I eat a green apple and then two slices of sourdough toast with that cottage nut cheese. Butter on it. With the nut butter on it. Stop.
What kind of green apple are you eating? Are you eating a Granny Smith?
Or? Yeah.
Granny Smiths are good apples. We had a couple of Granny Smiths grow on Appy this year. And they were good. They were good. It. Yeah. Yeah, apples are good. Hi, Sonda. Apples are good for you. I love apples. Yeah.
And I do think they help keep the doctor away. They got a lot of good stuff in them. Fiber, all kinds of good stuff.
I know. They do. Mm-hmm. You know, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's also National Pets for Vets Day.
Oh, there you go. Pets for Vets. Important. That's important. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing there. It's a good thing for the pets that need to be, you know, found a home, and it's good for the vets that gives them a partner, you know, gives them a companion. Vets for pets, pets for vets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Either way is right.
Aaron, his group that they used to volunteer at this place. I mean, it's right down the street from my house. And it's Freedom Service Dogs. And they would go there and help clean the kennels and walk the dogs and different things like that. And
hey, dude, really
cool people.
So, you know, I've always wondered what happens with these guys that are dog handlers in the military and even the police officers. You know, they got the canine people and all that. What happens what happens when they quit or not quit, but they retire and all that? Do they get to keep their dogs?
I think their dogs go with them. Because I think they live with them. I thought
that would make total sense.
I thought they lived with them, and I thought their dogs go with them. I could be completely wrong, but I thought they did.
In the UK, they do.
I swear they did.
Saw a video of a guy. He was stealing a car. They stole the car, and the cops pulled him over. And there was two guys in the car, and they're yelling at him, "Turn off the car! Turn off the car!" So they turn off the car, and they go, "Get out of the car! Get out of the car!" And the passenger side door opens up and a guy gets out, you know, "Get out." And he goes, "You driver, get out of the car." And he's not getting out. He's, you know, they're yelling back and forth. And he goes, "I'm going to let the dog go." "Get out of the car." And he goes, "No, no, you don't let the dog out. No, get him, boy." And the dog just jogs up to the door, jogs up to the door, looks inside and then jumps in. And all you hear is screaming and yelling. And then the cop goes up there and goes, "I told you to get out. I'm sending the dog in." You know, if I had the cops come to my house and I'm being nasty, I'm being bad or something, you know, and they come and they go, "We're going to send in the dog. I'm coming. I'm coming out." Don't send the dog. Don't send the dog. And you know why? Because, I mean, you look at those dogs. They're you watch them. Yeah. They're having fun. They like doing it. They want to be let go. Let me go. Come on. Come on. Let me go. You know you want to let me go. Let me have him. Let me have him. Let me have him. Yeah. I like those kinds of dogs. Oh, okay. Hello. Hello.
Goodbye.
Yes. Oh, hi, God. Yes, this is Dina Jo.
Hi, God. Hi, brother. You're out of control this morning. That's
funny. Oh man, oh man. Hey, dude, sorry about the Dodgers lost yesterday, didn't they? I think they did. I think they're down 3-1 now.
Tragically,
yeah.
Yeah, that's shocking.
I know, I'm shocked too. I thought the Dodgers would be doing a whole lot better. And even the guys announcing after the game, they're kind of saying that too. They're kind of, what's up with the Dodgers? Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, it all comes and goes. I mean, it all comes and goes. And the key is making it all come right at the top, you know, right when they're doing. We'll have to see what's left in the tank. Yeah. Houston won. So Houston's up 3-2 in that series. And, yeah.
Well, welcome.
To all the oh, come on, dude. Oh, gives me the little vomit face.
Oh. Here you go.
Don't do that. All right. You leave me more. No choice. Cottage cheese.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. So is that it? Is that it for days?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Thanks. Get rid of those days. Yeah, there's just too many holidays. I don't know what is going on with those things.
Yeah,
hey, how come my clapper didn't work?
Whatever.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
Hi, Gardner's Cafe. Welcome back.
Yeah. So, you know, I went back. I looked at all the pictures of the peppers that you sent me.
Yeah.
And the last three you sent me, they were both over 2 pounds a bowl
each.
You had. Yeah, one were close to 3. I mean,
right.
And so I figured you had that picture there, those 3 bowls, you had about 8.5 pounds of peppers.
Right.
8.5 pounds of peppers. I went back and compared those with the other pictures that you had that you sent and all that. And I don't know if you've been keeping track of everything, but it looks to me like you've had almost just shy 20 pounds of peppers.
Probably
from your plants.
My poor pepper plants. Yeah,
that is a ton of peppers. You are the
jalapenos.
I know. Serratas, you are the pepper jalapenos queen, man. Yeah, so how's you? Are you getting everything all jarred up and salsa?
Well, I only have a little bit left. I have maybe 3 pounds left.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm just gonna make some salsa with that. I canned the rest. I sliced them all.
Uh-huh.
And then put them in jars with garlic and
also the sliced peppers with the garlic and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grammy's gonna pickle me up some peppers. She's gonna slice them up. I thought she said she's gonna slice them up. I'm sure she's going to slice them up and put them in a jar, mm-hmm, with cauliflower and some carrots. And she's gonna use a combination of peppers. She's not gonna use just jalapenos. And I told her, I says, look, put a Trinidad scorpion in there. Just do it. And she looked at me, her little eyes bugged. And she goes, are you kidding? I go, no, let's just put a couple of slices of a Trinidad pepper in there, you know, scorpion pepper in there. But it's got to go in there. And she goes, what if it just makes everything way too hot? I go, well, you know, we'll figure out what to do with it then. But I really want to try one. I'm so tempted to take a bite of one, but I know that they're so super hot. Grammy took a little nibble of one when she was, I don't know what she was thinking. She comes in and she's all teary eyed and everything. She sits on the big chair because I'm on the computer. She goes, I took a bite of a Trinidad pepper. I go, well, you're crazy. What are you doing?
Oh my God.
You
know? Hi, Chris and Captain's Days. Welcome.
I think what she did was, though, she took a little bite and then she chewed it up and then she spit it out. She didn't swallow it. And so I think that was very smart. But then she's drinking milk. You know, and it's like, oh my gosh, what are you, crazy? But I thought that's pretty brave. That's pretty brave.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Yeah, I don't know. This is crazy to eat that stuff. Let's see.
Yeah, he says that he never understood why we use pounds and they use, is it kilograms?
Kilograms. Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know either.
And I said probably because we're lazy, because in regular baking and real baking, that's what they use. Like, you use a scale with kilograms, I believe. Not if you're just cooking with a box, of course, or some
well,
of them, but some of them in R here, they always translate it to pounds for us.
Yeah.
I've gotten recipes where it's in kilograms and it's baking, always in baking. But you push this button if you want it in pounds, and then you push that button and then it's in pounds.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of friends that are, into reloading their own ammo for guns and that, and it's all in kilograms and it's all in grams and that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know, they talked about it when I was in school, and I'm talking about back in the 60s.
Well, whoopsie.
That they were going to convert. They were going to convert over. And have we were going to convert over to the metric system, you know, and we're in kids, and they never did it. Hmm. I don't know why they never did it. I mean, it seems like it'd be easy to just start converting things, you know, doing the conversions. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're the only country in the world that uses our measurement standards. I don't know. I mean, why not? It doesn't make that much of a big deal to me. I mean, you look at your cars that you drive, your speedometers have have kilometers per mile on it along with the miles per hour. I mean, it's right there. No, we are on the correct side, Steptoe. Oh, see, he tried to sneak that in on us. You set us up.
Well, I know the reason why, you know, like over where Steptoe lives, they drive on the opposite side of the road is the steering wheel is on the opposite side of the car. But I noticed, like, our mail trucks, they have the steering wheel on the right side because they're having to stop and put mail in people's mailboxes. But I wonder if their mail trucks have got the steering wheel on the left side, you know, to put people's mail in their mailboxes.
I think they're walking around hand delivering their mail, Eric, to tell you the truth.
There's some neighborhoods that do that too.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I guess if they have roads where they have like the mail carrier just stops at the mailbox and just keeps going along to the next mailbox.
Right. Right.
But I think the mail truck is countryside, but I think in an area where it's like densely populated, they would probably hand deliver it.
Right. And you know, it's not hard to learn. It's not hard to drive over there. I never had no problems driving in England, you know, because I realized
the traffic signals are different compared to here.
Not really. I mean, it's all basically the same.
I've noticed like, or that they have like a different changing pattern but you definitely have to know how to read them, similar to knowing how to read our traffic signals.
But when you're driving over there, all you got to do is remember driver to the inside. The pedals on the floor are the same. The pedals on the floor are the same way. Your gas is still your right foot. You know, your clutch is still your left foot. You're shifting with your left hand. But it's all basically the same.
Oh my gosh, Steptoe, we have them everywhere here in Colorado.
Yeah.
We have roundabouts here. And we have also diverging diamond interchanges as well.
Yeah. And you know what, Steptoe? Nobody knows how to use them.
No. It's frustrating. It drives me crazy. I'm like, go, just go.
Yeah.
A flow.
I remember when I first started driving in England, hitting those big roundabouts, because they got them everywhere. They're just everywhere. And I hit the roundabouts. I learned really quick. Two things. One, when you hit a roundabout, just go. Get in it, go, and get out. And two, they cuss like sailors when you don't do what you're supposed to do. I used to get cussed at all the time. People shaking their hands. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But roundabouts are the easiest way to go, and they keep the traffic flowing. And you get in and out. Once you learn them, you just get in and get out. Get in and out. Get in and out. Boop, boop, boop. And the nice thing is if you miss your exit, you just go around and catch it on the rebound. Just keep going. I used to do that to Grammy when we'd be out running around and we'd be going on sightseeing trips and all that. I would hit a roundabout and I'd get into the center of the roundabout and just keep going around in a circle. She goes, get out of here.
Making everybody mad.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't be mad because you're not in their way if you're on the inside. If you're on the inside, everybody getting in and out of them are on the outer lanes, you know. So it's just cute. It's good. Oh, okay, you guys. Good grief. Man, I'm getting messages from everybody. All right, here. Jeez.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock. You know what time it is? O'clock, rock. 9, it's 10, time for Tina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Tina Joe.
Okay, everybody. We're going to start in the year 1957, everyone. Elvis Presley goes number one with Jailhouse Rock. This was also featured in an Elvis movie of the same name, where Elvis plays a wrongly accused convict who becomes a star when he gets out. The film was considered one of the best Elvis 31 movies. 31 movies.
He made a lot of movies.
This is Elvis. Here is Elvis with Jailhouse Rock.
Get those hips going.
One through a party at the castle. The prison band was there, they began to wait. The band was jumping and the jump began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing.
Elvis Presley's Jailhouse Rock.
Can you do that with your lip, Dina Joe? Can you make your lips go up like Elvis Presley?
No.
Thank you very much.
No. It doesn't want to go that way. And then my lower lip moves all weird. No. Moving on to another great one. 1968 American singer-songrighter Johnny Cash wins Best Album at the Country Music Awards for his
You skipped
first...
one.
I did.
Hey, Jill.
Yep.
Oh, I sure did. Sorry. We're going to go back a year. 1967. charismatic Scottish singer Lulu hits, and this was the old man's favorite. He said he loves Lulu. Hits number one in the U.S. with To Sir With Love for 5 weeks. The song is from the film of the same name. Lulu also sang the title song for 1974 James Bond film The Man with the Golden Gun. She was she was married to Maurice Gibb from the Bee Gees. Here is Lulu To Sir With Love. Hi, Joe.
If you've never seen this movie, To Sir With Love, you need to watch it. It's a great movie starring Sidney Poitier. Takes place in England.
Telling tales and fighting nails.
To Sir With Love by Lulu.
Okay, now we're going to move on to the year 1968. American singer-songwriter Johnny Cash wins Best Album at the Country Music Awards for his live release of Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. Johnny Cash became interested in Folsom State Prison while serving in the United States Air Force Security Service. His unit watched the 1951 film Inside the Walls of Folsom Prison, which inspired Cash to write Folsom Prison Blues. The song would become popular among the inmates. Excuse me. Here is Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash with Folsom Prison Blues from his album Johnny Cash Folsom Prison.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
And he never spent any time in a prison. A big prison like that. Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues. He spent more time performing in the prisons than he ever did.
Right.
Yeah. He had a thing for being with the prisoners. The Man in Black.
Yes. 1972, American singer-songwriter, guitarist, and record producer Curtis Mayfield Superfly soundtrack hits number one in America, where it stayed for 4 weeks. Superfly is the third studio album by Mayfield, widely considered a classic of the 70s soul and funk music. Superfly was an immediate hit. Superfly is one of few soundtracks to outgross the film it accompanied. Here is Curtis Mayfield with Superfly from the album of the same name.
This is a great song musically. I love it.
A lot of instruments.
Yeah. This is around the same time that Shaft came out. Isaac Hayes, Shafts.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright.
As a matter of fact, I think Superfly, I think Isaac Hayes' Shaft came out first, and everybody was ranting and raving about how good that song was, and Curtis Mayfield goes, oh yeah, hold my drink. Came out with Superfly. Superfly! Curtis Mayfield.
All right. Now
you tune in Friday and hear all these on Friday night, you won't hear me talking during them.
Right, and you'll hear the entire song.
Hear the entire right. song. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to move on to the year 1989. British group Jive Bunny and the Master Mixes had their second UK number one single with That's What I Like. The face of the group was a Jive Bunny, a cartoon rabbit who appeared in videos. Groups consist of a father and son team, Andy and John Pickles, repeated a formula which they had taken from their previous records from previous months prior, this time using the Hawaii Five-O theme and by The Ventures and the recurring melodic hook in the record. Excuse me. Ah, I can't say all that. It was the act's second UK number one hit and stayed on the top for 3 weeks. Here is Jive Bunny in the Master Mixes with That's What I Like.
Whew. These guys are great. Their mixes are fun. You need to look them up and listen to them.
They are good. They're good.
I'm going to try to let this play a little bit so we can catch them going into their next song, because these guys are good at putting these things together. Here we go. Oh, that's just great, man. Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. They're fun.
That's what I like. Yeah, they got several out. They got several different things.
Yeah.
Mixes like that that you can listen to.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
I'll tell you what. They're good. Fun. And, you know, it's funny that they showed up on this list, Dina Jo, because when I end the show, you know, with our theme song, and I end it, we say goodbye, I say later, Gators, and all that.
Yeah.
The song ends, and then it clicks into another song, you know. I'm off the air by that, and it clicks into another song, and it clicked into these guys. It clicked
into
my buddy one time, and I went, what the heck is this? Because I had never heard of them before. And so it turned me on to them, and man, these guys are fun. They are fun. Good pick right there.
Yeah, that's what I like about this, because I've never heard of them. I'm like, Jive Bunny, who are these guys? And then researching them and then listening to the song, I was like, this is really fun.
Yeah.
Get you up and going. Okay, so we're going to slow down a little bit, go to 1997, the year. Elton John's Candle in the Wind was declared by Guinness Book of Records as the biggest selling single record of all time.
Really?
31.8 million sales in less than 40 days.
Holy moly.
Raised, it says 20 million in charity, but it has like the little, it looks like an L, a fancy.
Oh, that's, L. That's the English money. That's pounds. So that's pounds, not dollars. It's pounds.
Okay. Because it says that, and then it says 20 million for charity. So anyway, song was tributed for actress Marilyn Monroe, was also used and rewritten for Ryan White in 1990 and Princess Diana in 1997. So here is Elton John with Candle in the Wind.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself.
Man, Elton John can sing. This guy's got a great voice. But he's also one of the top pianists in the world.
They whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill. And they made
Candle in the Wind, Elton John. And did you know that Elton John, he's very good at classical piano, too. Classical music. The guy is just a fantastic artist.
Oh, I can believe it.
There's a resurgence of him coming out on these commercials. I've been seeing some commercials on TV. And I think it's for Grubhub. I think he's doing commercials for Grubhub.
Yes, he's with riding him on a there. Little pony.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, okay, there might be a resurgence of Elton John music going out, you know. So he might be catching a second or third win here. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think with Elton John, you know, being good at playing the piano, and I know another famous musician who was good at the piano was none other than Liberace, and I guess the question is did he, of course, get inspiration from Liberace? Elton John did.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. I've seen the movie on Elton John, which is really a pretty good movie. And I don't know. I don't remember seeing any kind of reference to Liberace in that. There could have been. I don't know. But he's just great. The guy is fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, we got two more. So we're going to go to the year 2003. Bare Naked Ladies releases their sixth studio album, Everything to Everyone, commonly abbreviated E2E. One of the singles from the album, Another Postcard, was written by Stephen Page and Ed Robinson of the group after receiving postcards from a fan for a very long time. And every postcard from this fan, there was a chimpanzee, but it was never doing or wearing the same thing. On one postcard, it was wearing a bathing suit. On another, it was holding a cat. So they wrote a song. The postcards from this fan would be sent. They were never sent from the same place either. Pretty crazy. So here is Bare Naked Ladies with Another Postcard.
Another postcard. So many monkeys in the Daily Mail, and all of them coming anonymously, so they leave no trail. Never thought I'd have an IRA from overseas.
But this is a fun song, people.
With chimpanzees.
Some chimps in swimsuits. Some chimps are swinging from
this is another postcard, bare naked ladies. I am looking forward to hearing the full version of that song.
The video is hilarious. I mean, there's a little champion, but the story, they just kept getting these postcards from who knows from all over. They were never in the, from the same place. You know, it always had a chimpanzee in it. That's
little
so
chimpanzee.
Funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right. We're going to end today in this music day, this day in music history. The year 2006, and this girl has got a phenomenal voice. American rock band Evanescence is number one on the U.S. album chart with their second album, The Open Door. Evanescence was founded by the singer, pianist, and songwriter Amy Lee and former lead guitarist and songwriter Ben Moody. The two met while attending Christian youth camp in Little Rock, where Moody heard Lee playing Meatloaf's song I'll Do Anything for Love on the piano. The band became popular after performing in coffee shops. Here is Evanescence with Call Me When You're Sober from their album The Open Door.
Don't cry to me. If you loved me, you would be here with me. You want me. Come find me. Make up your mind.
Oh yeah. Call me when you're sober. Evanescence. She does have a great voice, Dina Jo.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome. She's a really good voice.
You know that very beginning part that she was singing, she almost had a Cher quality to her singing and her voice, only like an octave or two higher than Cher. Because Cher is a very low singer. She's like a, I don't know, she's not an alto. I mean, she's lower than an alto. Would that be a baritone? I'm not sure, but she's got a very low voice. But this girl sounded just like Cher.
Oh,
only
thank you, Sister Cindy.
You know. Great song list, Dina Jo. Fantastic song list. Yeah, I just really liked it. And don't forget, this Friday at 8 o'clock Pacific time, we'll be going and playing all these songs that we've given you a little taste of.
Welcome, Dina Jo's
shared with you. We'll be listening to all these songs on her Friday night music show. Yeah. Yeah, that's your music show. I'm giving it to you.
Oh.
You're the one who finds all the music.
You are reeling me in.
Well, you find all the music. You put it all together. It's yours. It's your show. All I'm doing is just playing the song. So, yeah, good job. Good job with that. It's a fun show. It's fun. Oh, man, that's
thank you.
Great.
I appreciate that.
I like that history of music. We are into music. We love music on this show.
We do. We really
and,
do.
And it's the lifeblood of everybody, you know.
And as you can see, it goes from all genres. It goes from, you know, where were we? Where did we start? 1950-something?
Yeah,
you know, and we had
this year he goes country with Johnny Cash and, you know, and just through the years, decades, it goes through decades, you know, and
next
just
Friday, we'll be doing Halloween. We'll be putting some Halloween stuff together. Ooh.
Yeah, next Friday. Yeah.
Ooh, and I have been finding some fun stuff.
Yeah, and hey, and if you've been carving any, if you're going to carve any jack-o'-lanterns, be sure to send us the pictures so we can post those. Grammy asked me the other day, you want me to get you a pumpkin? I go, no, wait, let's wait, because it's still a little early. I'll probably carve my jack-o'-lantern, next Wednesday or something
step,
like
though.
That. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, boxing? Oh. Oh. Bye. See you later. We'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks for joining us, buddy. Thanks for coming in. Oh, man. Just good times.
Lord.
Good times. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's funny.
Ah, what a fun show. What a fun show it was today. We hope you're all enjoying it. We're having a blast. We are having a blast. You know, people say, because I've been trying to promote our podcast out there in other avenues, and they say, so what's your podcast about, man? I mean, what do you talk about? I go, we're just a group of friends that sit around the coffee table in the morning and drink a coffee and talking. That's it. That's all we do. You know, they go, well, what, do you have it scripted? I mean, how do you come up? How do you come up with your topics to talk about? I go, we just start talking. You know, we don't have anything planned. We just go. We just talk. Yeah. Whenever we have taken the time to plan something, we get it talked to in the first 5 minutes, and then we're going, okay, now what are we going to talk about? No, it's just me and Dina, Joe, and Eric just having a bunch of fun. And you guys are all invited into our big kitchen with a cup of coffee and sit down and chit-chat. We like to reply. We like to let people know what you're talking about in the chat room, and we like to respond to what's going on in the chat room because it's fun. You know, it's fun. It's getting people involved and just having a good time. Just trying to get you in a good mood so you can go out and face the day.
Thanks,
you know,
Sister Cindy.
Face the day.
And it looks like you have a podcast too. Sister
Does she?
Cindy looks she's got a little V next to her.
Sister Cindy.
Let's hear the word of Cindy. Bam, of Cindy, I'm following you, girl.
Oh, let's see.
Here we go.
Yeah, she does.
Well, there you go.
Let's hear the word with Cindy. Yeah. Check her out. Check out her podcast.
Yeah, Sister give Cindy her a follow. Has,
yeah, check her out. And give her a follow. And let's
promote others.
Yeah, help promote her. Yeah. We like to help promote other podcasts, Cindy. Yeah. We really do. And you look like you got a good one there. So yeah, give her a listen. And feel free if you got a special podcast coming up. Anybody that has that's in our chat room, you got a special podcast coming up and you need to get the word out. Please come into our chat room, chat, give all the information out there. And the nice thing about Eric is there, if Erica notices it, he'll plug it. He'll plug it out. He's our,
marketing
guy. He gets the word out and he plugs everybody's podcast, and he does an excellent job for that.
Yes, he does.
There's a lot of podcasts out there that would not have the crowd listening to them if it wasn't for Eric. Because Eric, he gets the word out. He does it really good, too.
Yep.
So, on that note, thanks, Eric. Thank you, Eric.
Yes, Eric.
Well, while I speak of show plugs, you know, I think many might be asking when's the next Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy show. But we know it's coming up soon, but I don't know if Dina, Joe, and Grammy have decided on a date yet.
No, he got...
Grammy's been super busy.
Yeah, but, I've kind of released them a little bit from that because of so much stuff going on. We got Dina Jo's got a lot of stuff going on.
Unless y'all decide to hold off till Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Hi, Go23.
Yeah, well, and she's got Ava. Little Ava's coming to visit, and you know, so
yeah, but I can figure something out. It doesn't take that much. I know some people that have wanted to do some things, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah. But the one thing I do want to do, Dina Jo, is if Ava, I don't know when Ava's showing up, but remember on Thanksgiving, we are not having a show that Thanksgiving weekend. We've taken 4 days off. We're enjoying the holidays with our family. So we'll have a show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just like we did last year, but no show, no live show, nothing on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because we want to enjoy Thanksgivings with our family. And we'll do the same thing at Christmas, too. We'll have a podcast leading up, but then through the Christmas holiday, the 3 or 4 days, we're not going to have no podcast because we want to enjoy our family. But if Ava is there a couple of days early, like on the Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday or something, we got to hear Ava say something. She's got to come up and sit with Gigi. Her little grandma Gigi, and she's got to say something like hi to everybody or something. hear her playing and running around in the background. Definitely don't want to be going shh.
Oh, no, I am not. Are you kidding me?
No.
That little girl won't be shushed. I have only seen her once, and
no, she comes in and starts making little noises in the background.
I love that one.
Let her get on the mic saying hi to people. I mean, just say hi to everybody, you know.
Yeah.
That'd just be awesome because I just want to hear her little voice because that's just so cute. And I am just thrilled. When I talk about you seeing Ava, I just get so excited in my own soul for you spending time with your granddaughter. It's just going to be so much fun. It's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to pictures. I want to see some pictures. And Ava, she's so cute. You know, I bet her mom's going to enjoy the little break and have a good time with you and that too.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun.
Oh yeah, she's good. They're gonna have a good time.
I'm totally excited.
It's
gonna
be a good time. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go to the zoo. No. Yeah.
Have it's good. Man, look at that. Jeez whiz. I can't believe how the time has gone by. Man. Oh, it's time to cue the music up and then we're out of here, everybody.
Thank you guys so much for coming and being with us today. I know that there's so many other choices and you picked us and we appreciate that so much.
Yeah, we thank you for starting your day off or starting your lunch time and with the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We just appreciate all your support, all you coming in. You guys are a blast. And we love doing this show for you. We like being together and having a good time, but we like doing it for you. We like having and seeing the comments and seeing that you guys are having a good time, and it's important to us. So right now I'm going to turn it over to Eric. Eric's going to give a plug some shows that might be coming up that you might be interested in listening to. Here you go, Eric.
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, I know – Tomorrow after we wrap up, John DeVito's got a scheduled show if nothing changes, so be on lookout for that tomorrow. But today, you've got names like Milk Dog, and then you've got the Royalty Rollers if they're doing shows today, so be on lookout for them, and be on lookout for Impromptu Mike Tambain Cummings Culture, and if Slightly Serious is back this evening or tomorrow, be on lookout for him, or otherwise he'll be back next week. And in case you are missing the Beans and Weenie show, as the last two nights they've been missing, it does look like you know Spanky got sick with the virus, so please keep him in your prayers. Hopefully him and Scooter will be back very soon, and be on lookout Sunday for Trice Talk, and hopefully Ralph will be back tomorrow morning, and then of course we're back tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening, so make it a good rest of your Thursday.
Black Dragon Radio says here that he's going to be live Halloween night.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Frank and D should be back today since we missed him yesterday. Tuttles mentioned that.
Okay.
So a lot of good podcasts out there, but thank you. Again, thank you for letting us be the one to start you off, get your day going.
See you later, Cindy.
We appreciate that.
And if you're new to the podcast, hit that follow button. Hit the follow button and be sure to come back. You can find us throughout where you look for podcasts. You can find us on Spotify. We're on Spotify. We're on the WESN Epic Strategies Network, which is going to air this show again at 11 a.m. So download their app. Go to their website, the WESN Epic Strategies Network. And you can find us there. Find us all over the place. I've been busy trying to get us out there on all kinds of stuff. And right now, I don't have the list in front of me. There it is. We're on Stitcher. We're on Podcast Addicts. Deezer Podcast. Deezer with a D. We're on LinkedIn. And we're on Tumblr. And you can check out download our shows on our webpage now, the old man, www.oldmanspodcast.com. Oh, man, just a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun getting this thing going. And our music's done. We're out of here.
Oh, and Dina Joe didn't do her closing.
All right, we can't leave without that. Hold on. Hold on a second.
Slacking.
I hope we're
the reason something. Okay, be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys. Thanks so much for joining us. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow, but we'll see you around the Podbean. Bye.
Now we'll see you, everybody. Thanks. We're out of here.
Love you. God bless you. And make it a great Thursday.
Later, Gators. Time,